I would have gotten away with it too if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Got the finest of guests. He is James Santel, former U.S. attorney, and got lots of people lining up on the phones. Want a piece of Jim at 844-967-2789. Jim, let's go to the phones. I believe CJ is next. CJ from Beaver Dam, the good CJ. CJ, say hi to Jim Santel.
Hey, Mr. Santel.
CJ, how are you?
Good. I just like to give the former guy a coronary and nominate Letitia James.
All right.
How about that?
And again, probably someone, undeniably, that she could well be on a long list, a medium list, a short list of people. She's certainly, someone who has got experience, not as a judge, but as a prosecutor, as she's got that going for her, and many other qualities. So all these kinds of things, these nominees, folks that the president can and should be looking at.
She is the Attorney General of New York. Do I have that right?
That is exactly right. Again, much in the news recently and for many, many years, because she is plainly the person who has gone after the Trump administration, shut down the foundation itself. Recently announced that her civil investigation has found what I think most people would regard as out-and-out fraud in connection with a lot of different real estate transactions, financial transactions. Plainly not a friend of the former president, but that's not what animates her to do what she's doing. Also a figure much in American news these days, absolutely.
Yeah, but she's busy doing something else at the current. Let's leave her to her task. Let's go back to the phone. It's at 844-967-2789. Jeff calling in from Cambridge, Minnesota. Jeff, welcome. What do you got for us? Hey, Jeff.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I've got a suggestion. Amy Klobuchar. She's a former prosecutor. And the only problem I'd have with her is that she's a bit on the older side. You know, it's not like Kavanaugh and Amy Coneyhead Bryant. So, but she's also in a fairly safe state. I think we can get another Democratic senator elected in Minnesota. So that's my suggestion.
Jim, she doesn't check all the resume boxes. She's not a black woman, but she's a former prosecutor. And I don't think she's that old. The senator from Minnesota, I have to check her age, but I don't think she's much older than me, Jim.
I think that's exactly right. I suspect that, again, even on a list that does not have race and gender on it, Amy Klobuchar certainly would be in that category of people. As the caller indicated, she is a former prosecutor, plainly much involved in things like voting rights these days and all the other issues that the president's looking to, and that will come before the Supreme Court on a regular basis here. One of the things we haven't chatted about, of course, is that the Supreme Court, probably within about 5 months, this existing Supreme Court, in which Stephen Breyer will continue to serve on, we've got an abortion case, privacy rights coming up, we've got a major guns case, we've got a major religious freedom case, and then affirmative action, just yesterday announced, is going to be a part of the next term. So big, big ticket items coming up for this Supreme Court. Breyer will still be around, probably, to issue opinions, probably dissents in many of those cases, but whoever the next chief justices, associate justices are, the chief justice presumably is still John Roberts, lots of big ticket items coming up to tell us about what America should be as we go forward here.
Your opinions welcome here, 844-967-2789. My fine guest, James Santel, former U.S. attorney. Next on the phones, Andrew calling in from Detroit, Rock City, Michigan. Say hi to James Santel, Andrew.
Hey, James, it's great listening to you. One of my first points is we should not be plucking anyone from Senate or the House to fill either one of these vacancies. We've got to keep those people in place. I do believe Kamala Harris is the best pick to go to the Supreme Court. And from Detroit, you're probably going to get an idea of who I should suggest for vice president. Biden's original number two pick for vice president, our own Gretchen Whitmer for vice president.
Gretchen Whitmer. She's up for re-election this year, is she not, Andrew? She's on the ballot?
Yeah. I'm not quite sure, but I do believe you're right. I do believe you're right, and I hate to sacrifice her. She's holding ground just like Wisconsin's Evers. We've got to try to hold the ground, but if we have to sacrifice her for vice president, I think she would be a great pick for vice president.
Andrew, appreciate the call. That hardly seems like a sacrifice, something of a promotion, if you will. Got a few more callers. Want to get to all of them that we're able to at 844-967-2789. Jack from Merrimack, you're next. Say hi to Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Hi, Jack. How are you?
Great. How do you think about this for a nomination? I texted it in, but I wanted it on air, too. Anita Hill. She's a professor of law and social law at Brandeis. She certainly would be an interesting choice. She might even give Clarence Thomas, medical reason to quit.
I like your scheming, Jack. Jim, is it generally the rule that the Supreme Court nominees come from an appellate court? Is the nature of the work require that they have some understanding of, you know, basically looking at a lower court ruling and the appellate process? And if you don't have that experience, are you qualified to be on the nation's highest court?
That certainly has been the tradition. We've got a lot of justices, most recently, obviously, Amy Coney Barrett from our own Seventh Circuit in Chicago here, Indiana, Wisconsin, Illinois, Gorsuch from the out west here, and obviously Brett Kavanaugh, the D.C. Circuit. That appellate, federal appellate predicate in your experience has often been sort of the lead-in to that position. I mentioned before, Sandra Day O'Connor came off of the Arizona Supreme Court. So you've got that precedent as well. But even so, it does not mean that you have to be a judge. There is a sitting Supreme Court justice right now. Her name is Elena Kagan, who was the Solicitor General and did not previously serve as a judge. And she is now in that capacity. And so there's no hard and fast rule. Again, no constitutional mandate about any of that. But that is sort of the view that and even the Solicitor General is reviewing things that have gone on at the lower courts, making arguments to a higher court. That concept of review by a higher court is a kind of part and parcel of the job. Absolutely right.
Jim, pretty soon the investigation will be over and former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman will be unemployed once again. Would he be your consideration, Jim?
I will tell you that he would not be. Not only because of I think that we've got jurists out there on this list already who would fill in the position quite well. Continue to be profoundly concerned in the state of Wisconsin about the continuation and, frankly, the ethical basis for continuing this as a lawyer, as a former Supreme Court justice. It speaks to me a lot about the nature of a human being who continues to pursue this completely meritless investigation. A great concern there.
Jim, a counselor always asks questions he knows the answers to, but here I go. Buddy, you got one more segment in you?
I do, absolutely. Let's keep going.
Outstanding. More Devil's Advocates. Come back with us. Hour 2 is next.